Realms of peril and glory.
From one-shots to campaigns.
Indie games to established titles.
Join Liz.
Laura.
Zach.
James.
Maddie.
Naomi.
And Pip.
I rolled a natural 20!
Yes!
And a rotating cast of incredible guests.
Hello, I'm Grant Howitt.
Jasper William Cartwright.
Shamini Bundell.
Nathan Blades.
As we weave thrilling new stories with gorgeous sound design and beautiful original music.
Search Realms of Peril and Glory wherever you listen to podcasts.
G'day, I'm Evan, and I'm just jumping in here to tell you about our show, Gamey Gamey Game, new to the Pickaxe Network. It's a comedy panel show about the latest in games.
Xbox Australia has partnered with Lynx Deodorant to transform the feeling of leveling up into a fragrance.
Oh, that is a weird way to tell people to shower.
Yeah.
Featuring some of Australia's funniest comedians.
Have you ever wanted to dive into the world of competitive farming?
Press O for magic parkour.
I hate this game. I asked Evan why he made me play this, and he replied with, sometimes bad things happen to good people.
We've gotten off topic.
No, we haven't.
Disagree.
Look up Gamey Gamey Game on your podcast app, or you can even watch the show on YouTube and Twitch.
This is maybe the worst episode of Gamey Gamey Game.
Really?
No, there's been worse.
In all of its history.
There's definitely been worse.
Hello and welcome to the Oxventure podcast. I'm Jane, joined on this occasion by Mr. Mike Channel. Hey, Mike.
Hello. Hello.
We're about to listen to Plunder Siege Part 1, a classic two-parter, I think you'll agree. What do you remember Absolutely. About it?
I mainly remember Egbert being a liability to himself and others. So this was one of the first occasions where I really tried something very, very stupid with explosives. You might remember my method for getting over into the Red Keep was to put a bomb underneath my shield and explode myself over the wall, shield surfing my way over.
That's Red Castle, but yeah.
Yes, Red Castle. Red Keep's the Game of Thrones one, isn't it? That would be Egbert's method for getting in there as well.
This episode was recorded in Birmingham at EGX 2018.
Mm.
It was published in October, so that makes it a couple of years old now.
Yes.
And I don't know if you recall, but there was, I think, like a cosplay contest.
Yes.
Going on nearby. So we were playing D&D in the main stage or one of the main live stages.
Yeah.
And you will occasionally, dear listener, hear the roar of a distant cosplay parade.
It's
is that what they call it? The cosplay catwalk?
Yeah, catwalk, I think, is probably the accurate thing. It's a shame that Oxventure wasn't bigger at the time because we could have popped over afterwards and maybe won the cosplay competition as ourselves.
Is that legal? I don't know.
I don't know.
We might have been arrested for cosplay crime. I don't think you're allowed to cosplay your own character.
Definitely not cheating. The worst cosplay crime that's ever been done, I'm sure.
So yeah, there's an infrequent roar in the background, which is the sound of cosplay being appreciated. It's very atmospheric, in fact, to the theme of Egbert being a liability to himself and everyone around him. I feel like Egbert never learns his lesson, so he just gets more and more of a liability, because really there's no comeuppance for Egbert ever, I would say.
Yeah, this was for me as a player, this was the moment where I tried some very, very stupid things and everything was fine. And so I've just continued in that way for the rest of the Oxventure. I nearly killed Corazon by pushing some bookcases over like dominoes. That was another occasion where Egbert very nearly caused catastrophic problems for the party.
Is it the origin story of the low-key antipathy between Corazon and Egbert?
Probably.
Actually, no, it's more one way. I don't think Egbert has antipathy towards anyone, really.
Egbert A, doesn't have antipathy towards anyone, and B, probably isn't like emotionally intelligent enough to realize that Corazon hates him as well.
So. Oh, that's adorable. That's so cute.
He thinks they're best friends. So what are your memories of Prudence's part in this Crims Night celebration?
You mentioned the library. I think this is the beginning of Prudence's ambitions towards collecting all the Eldritch Arcane books she can lay her hands on. It's not where she picks up her two pet book babies.
No. That's
but she does pick up a fairly horrifying tome, if I remember correctly.
She's a great lover of literature, particularly literature that gnashes and bites and runs
She's
around.
She's a bibliophile, don't judge. Yeah. Oh, I miss the live shows. They were so much fun.
I mean,
I love streaming. That's fun too.
But there's nothing quite like playing in front of an audience, basically. But that's why it's quite nice to listen to these podcasts again and kind of relive that sort of live atmosphere, cosplay conventions and all. Again, essentially, we do miss it. It is exciting, and we are performers essentially, and performers love to be in front of a crowd and get that kind of immediate feedback and shared experience, you know.
I feel like we're also catching up really quite fast on the present day, because we're going through like vintage Oxventure episodes.
Yeah,
But because we didn't used to play that frequently, like now we're playing once a fortnight. Back then we would, you know, we'd get the treat of playing maybe, you know, once every few months.
Yeah,
absolutely. So before you know it, we're going to be bang up to date, and then we'll have to figure out what to do with this podcast.
Well, presumably we'll get to the point where we're at a set amount ahead of ourselves. And if yes. we're continuing to play every sort of week or so, or a couple of weeks,
I suppose,
we could catch up.
We'll find something to do with the off week, which yes. might be a bespoke, actual, honest to goodness podcast. Who knows?
Gosh.
Who can say? Who can even plan that far ahead in these times?
Yeah, it's true. I haven't even planned what I'm having for lunch, and that's like 3 hours ago. So
if you're listening to this podcast on Friday when it goes out, we are also premiering on Friday a special Halloween Oxventure two-parter. Tell us about
yes.
it.
Well, it's to do with our mansion in Necropolis-on-Sea. You might remember we picked up a seafront country pile type thing.
Yeah.
It turns out that Corazon, without really consulting the rest of the group, has decided he wants to put it on the market and shift
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so, a betrayal, I think.
We'll
the
see how that goes.
Necropolis-on-Sea.
Yeah, we'll see how the process of trying to sell an extremely haunted mansion goes.
So that's a two-parter. The first part comes out Friday at 5 p.m. in the UK. And then over on Outside Extra's YouTube channel on Saturday, the second part will premiere at the same time. And we'll be there in the chat to watch along with you. I remember so little from when we've just played something, so it'll all be new to me too, I expect.
Should be good fun, good and spooky, and it's worth pointing out that this is, unlike our live streamed shows, a sort of pre-recorded with animations. Andy's been working very, very hard on doing all the animations and the soundtrack and things like that, so it's a bit closer to the sort of Oxventures of before times. I think it'll be really, really good fun, and he's put a lot of effort and time into it, so hopefully everyone enjoys it.
Blockbuster production value.
Hollywood
grade.
You better
be there for it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Special effects out the wazoo.
Yeah.
So join us on Friday and Saturday for Unreal Estate, as it shall be known. That's the Halloween special two-parter Oxventure, which is the pinnacle of Hallowstream here
Absolutely.
On Outside Xbox. And
the
if you
climax.
Didn't catch us playing Phasmophobia yesterday.
That
yeah,
was also
wait,
a highlight.
We're recording
yeah.
on Wednesday. So yeah, if you didn't catch that, you should definitely go and see it because it was hilarious and terrifying.
Yeah, I'm well up for playing some more of that. So
yeah,
check it out. Loads of good,
really
loads of good Halloween
that.
Stuff on the channel. So please do enjoy.
Hallowstream all round has been a real banger this year. Yeah. Like Vampire the Masquerade, I had so much fun playing that for the first time on the channel. Yeah,
yeah.
I've got real taste for the spooky games right now. I might play some more Phasmophobia myself this weekend. Who
nice.
Knows?
Give me a yeah. shout.
Actually, we should probably be playing some more Xbox Series X games.
Well, yes, although we're not allowed to talk about what we're playing
what?
On Series X until Monday, is it?
All right. Well, then we should be playing unnamed, unknowable,
yeah.
indeterminate Xbox Series X games. We're
yes.
allowed to say Xbox Series X, I know that much. All right, well, that's my plan.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from my immediate plan, which is to listen to Plunder Siege Part 1.
That's fine, you literally don't have to do anything because it's coming up right now.
Hey, hello and welcome everybody. I am Corazon de Baena, the pirate, famous, anyone? Pirate fan, yeah. You may have heard of me, I recently killed an owlbear on my own. I don't know if you heard that story, it was me. Anyway, that's me. Hello, hi, nice to see you.
I'm Egbert the Careless, a dragonborn paladin. And I really feel like, since the last adventure, my atonement rating has dropped. Significantly.
How do you think? All those guys you killed.
Got a little bit murdery, I feel.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
I'm Prudence the Tiefling Warlock, and... Thank you. And I'm firmly in favour of the new pro-murder stance we've established here in our adventuring party.
It's not an official line.
Well, I'm very pleased. You've okay. come such a long way. Thanks for coming.
I am Meryl Wen. A druid wood elf. And you might also see me featured in parts of a cat and a bear.
And a meat grinder.
Hey, the grease did most of the work.
Oh yeah, blame the grease.
Yeah.
Actually do, that sounds good.
Yeah. I'm Dob, the half-orc bard. But that's nothing compared to
a little someone I know.
Hello, I'm literally everybody else in the world.
Yay! Yay!
He said it.
And I'm finding out for the first time that drinking horns kind of go like boo-boo when you're done taking a sip. So I've already thrown beer in my face twice.
Hey!
Not that I'm drinking
Cheers.
A beer.
Cheers!
Slantia, this adventure takes place, let's call it the very day after your adventure with the Fienga bus was concluded.
Only They've just cleaned the blood off.
From the ancient town of Newark to San Francisco. Couldn't come up with a fancy name fast enough, never mind. And you've decided, being as you are perpetually in need of like some time off without adventure,
right.
on the road to a lovely town called Redcastle. Redcastle was formerly a town with a big old castle in it. It's since become the manor of a duke. And it's basically an amazing tourist spot. And you're gonna go eat some nice food, you know, chill out, not murder anybody, just for like a bit.
You hear that, Merylwyn? Not murder anybody.
Hey, gonna... I never said I was good.
Didn't you?
With animals.
Have you guys heard of the Guild of the National Trust?
Very violent.
Yeah. Incredibly violent guild.
This conversation is, of course, taking place as you are walking together in whatever order you choose, perhaps in a sort of Egbert Prudence, Coruscant, Merylwyn.
Sure.
Job formation.
That's convenient.
And as you walk out of the trees beside you, suddenly come about 10 brigands. They are heavily armed. And as you walk, they just come down and they sort of join alongside you on the road. And suddenly it's you walking with about 10 brigands.
Cool. Just
axes on their shoulders, just...
Have you heard the ballad of Vindaloo?
What?
Dom. By the famous minstrel Fat Les.
I'm going to guess that about 30% of the people in Geth are too young to remember.
Hello, brigands. How are you doing? Having a nice briganding day? Is that some good briganding going on?
Save it for Redcastle, mate. Come on.
Oh, you guys are going to Redcastle too?
Yeah.
Don't pretend you're not going to Redcastle.
Oh, yeah, I know why we're going to Redcastle, but why are you going? I want to know if it's the same reason.
Same reason anybody festooned in weapons and what looks like some residual brimstone-flavoured grease might be going to Redcastle for. It's all Crim's Eve, mate.
Yeah, I know, dude. I practically invented all Crim's Eve.
No, you did not.
Yeah, no, well.
You're not the Duke of Redcastle.
He is known to go about in the woods in the guise of a bard, I heard. Did you not hear that? You're behind the times. Anyway, tell us more about Orcrim's Eve.
All right, since I'm so behind the times, I will tell you everything I know that is apparently outdated.
Thank you.
Orcrim's Eve, or as I've got it written down here, Orcrim's Night.
See, he didn't know everything.
Right. Oh, yeah, if you said Orcrim's Night.
Is when Duke Caballo, Lord of Redcastle, tests his ducal guard.
Sorry, what was his name? Is it a Venger Boys reference?
No. Who are the Venger Boys?
Is he called Lord Boom Boom Boom? Is it?
No, that was his uncle.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Right, I feel like I'm having to check everyone now.
But Lord Caballo is a stickler for having really good guards. So every year, he invites every thief in Redcastle at sundown to try and invade his home and try and get to his innermost bedchamber.
Ooh, cool.
They've got to get past the guards, and the one who gets to the innermost bedchamber gets a handshake from the Duke, who then leaves.
I'm so glad
and lets you take what you want. It's a very good training method for his guards.
This sounds amazing, you guys. We've got to get in on this.
Guy from the back sort of pipes up, like, yeah, but it's a very good training method for the thieves as well, so he loses so much every year. Frankly, the prizes are getting worse.
Well, I would just like to briefly say something to these thieves in Thieves' Cant, because I can speak it and no one else can, and I haven't got to use it yet. So I say, hello, I can speak Thieves' Cant to them in Thieves' Cant.
The one who talks like this goes, oh, hi.
Hi.
In Thieves' Camp.
Gosh, it is so nice to meet somebody who speaks Thieves' Camp.
Oh,
honestly,
isn't it just?
Honestly, I feel really rusty,
here.
Like I'm out of practice. I never get to use it. Oh,
yeah, no, you tell, if the minute I stop conjugating verbs properly, you will let me know.
I know, honestly, I will. Anyway, this has been marvellous. Thank you.
Yeah. Was there anything? No, that was
no,
it.
No, that okay. was it. That's all I wanted to say.
Nothing confidential?
No, nothing confidential. Thank
Are
you.
Are we robbing
this.
Them?
No. Leave them alone.
You're not betraying them?
No. It'll be fine. We'll get to Red Castle. Thank you for the tip off, though. It's marvellous. Cheers. See you later.
No worries, mate.
So what information did you...
What did you glean?
Yeah, I asked them, like, you know, if they had any insider knowledge about the...
And?
About the job. Yeah. No, they were like, no, it's just...
Because it seemed very enthusiastic.
Yeah, no, it was. But, nothing. We're just... it's all good. We're going to go in. We're going to give it a go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, don't you worry your absolutely massive head about it.
I've got a complex about my mask.
On to Red Castle.
Sort of overtaking. But as you've been having this conversation, more and more brigands and thieves have been joining. And indeed, it does somewhat resemble the ballad of Vindaloo. Because there are absolutely loads of people going to Red Castle. And there's a weird kind of festival atmosphere going on. So you arrive in Red Castle, and it's very, very nice. It's kind of... it's a very Mediterranean, if you knew what the Mediterranean was, sort of town. With a winding path and lots of like lovely tavernas and things like that, and there are sort of like paper like decorations festooned across all of the alleyways and the streets, and beautifully illuminated. Maybe it's a security measure. I don't know. Either way, it looks good. It's a lovely looking ducal home. It's the castle of Red Castle, which is really just more of a grand manor, but nonetheless, it's
beautiful.
Is it red? It's got like a terracotta tiled roof. So
it's not red.
Yeah.
To you, it's insultingly beige. Give me 2 minutes, and I will have this thing looking like
soaked in red.
Tip top.
Is anything about it secretly a reference to the Venger Boys?
Okay, to nip this in the bud, I promise you that it's not.
All right.
Nothing is a Venger Boys reference unless you lot done it. And that's the most meta he's going to get, we hope. Anyway, so there's a festival atmosphere, and lots of like thieves and brigands kind of like clasping each other in manly sorts of ways and comparing knives and stuff. It's sort of, you're getting the impression it's sort of like teams just sort of being friendly, like before like one of the most important games of the season. You know what I mean? There's a sense of anticipation that everyone is sort of checking in, talking industry gossip, you know. It's one of those.
All right.
Cool. I scan the surrounding area to see if any of the thieves have left any thief signs around, any sort of hints or tips or intel that we could use.
Sure. Yeah, that would be... let's call that an investigation check. So, which is tied to intelligence,
okay.
Of course.
Of course, as I know.
You know what? We'll call this 10.
Okay. That is... that's a 9. Sorry.
Okay. You don't find anything of use, but you do find a lot of messages scribbled in Thieves Cant. And a lot of them are just threatening.
Oh. Wow, okay.
They're like, watch your backs, and once the whistle starts, I will kill you. And remember the rules, brackets, I'm going to kill you. Like, there's some horrible stuff that you wouldn't possibly repeat in front of a live audience.
Okay. Guys, I'm looking at these signs, and they're all pretty murdery. Like, I think these thieves are pretty serious about this challenge. And it sounds like it's some sort of timed thing, like we all go at once, as far as I can tell from the mention of a whistle.
Do we feel like maybe hanging back and letting
them all get minced in the traps?
And then each other would be the most maybe... atonement-y way to go about this.
Oh, you're back on the atonement thing, are
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I really feel bad about last time, so I'm going to really try my best not to destroy anyone bodily.
If there's a competition, we should enter, because we lost all our money since the last campaign. Between campaigns, as you all remember.
Did we? Oh, no, I remember, yes. It all mysteriously went missing when I went off for a day and then came back and all the money had gone.
Yeah, and you were more upset than anyone.
I know.
We were all like, Corazon, don't be sad. We can make more money, but you were inconsolable.
Yeah, no, I was really, really cut up about that. That was, yeah.
Still, at least you've got that nice new sword you bought.
Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it? Look at that. It's nice.
I'm glad that something good could come of that whole
quite.
Off-screen episode.
Yeah, and that beautiful mink coat I was walking around in as well. That was nice, wasn't it? Yeah.
But anyway, so now it's, we're...
But wait. Wasn't the prize a handshake?
No, and then we could take whatever we want.
Oh, this. Stealing, yeah, yeah, right, yeah. We're gonna steal things.
You. Of course we're going to steal things.
Got it.
Come on, guys.
We don't
all
need
right,
to,
I'm in.
We don't need to
we're
steal
broke.
Things. We could use the power for good. Like, once we get the handshake, I'm just spitballing here, but we could, like, be, thanks, Duke, anyway, you get going. We're going to open up your castle to the whole village. So that
we're
going to
get in touch with the Guild of the National Trust and open up the
we're
house
gonna
to the public.
We're going to tear down these velvet ropes and let anyone use the key.
Everyone
Wouldn't
can come in
cool?
and touch all the paintings like that.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Okay, well, is there a registration desk? I don't know. How does it work?
A sign-up tent.
Yeah. Your chatter is cut short by a blast of trumpets, kind of like giving some form of ducal fanfare. And everyone in the crowd gives like a hearty cheer, and loads of arms holding weapons go up, and you hear a couple
Yay.
Of people...
Yay!
Forgot about that.
Man, that's hearty.
A couple of people get clobbered by people with like shillelaghs being over-enthusiastic. Don't do that one. And from like a balcony high atop the castle, a man in a very fine red robe, reddish, steps out and starts to address the people. He's got this enormous like round belly. He's one of those people who will just like rest like heartily on his own torso. Like it looks like he could just live in it. He does. But you know what I mean? Anyway, he stands there very proudly wearing like lots of gold and jewels and things and says, "People of Red Castle, I, of course, am the Duke Caballo, and I invite you to this year's All Crims Night." Everybody, of course, knows the rules.
Yep.
No. A whistle will sound, at which point all thieves may try to enter my home, get past my guards, and reach the innermost chamber, wherein they are free to take the prized possessions therein. There are only two rules. Number one, no ducal guard may be killed. This is a training exercise, and frankly, it's a bit of a waste of time if everyone's dead. Secondly, other contestants are absolutely fair game. Because it lowers the rate of criminals, and therefore probably lowers the crime rate. Is that clear, people of Red Castle?
Yeah! Yeah.
Then I shall retire to my chamber, the whistle shall go henceforth. And he turns and sashays inside. He's a one for ceremony, in case you hadn't already noticed.
I love it.
And immediately you see lots of teams start to arrange themselves, sort of like some are in crouching positions near the gates, which are closed because security.
Sure.
Other people are standing by with like ropes and grappling hooks and stuff. People are generally spreading out around the external wall of Red, the Duke Caballo's home in Red Castle. You know that the whistle's about to go in a couple of minutes.
All right, okay. People, ideas.
Right, huddle.
Okay, yeah. How about this? Merylwen turns into a cat. I throw Merylwen over the... over.
I was going to say climb, but...
no
time, Merylwen.
Yeah. I throw Merylwen up over the first bit of crenellations or whatever,
uh-huh.
onto the first wall.
Uh-huh.
Then Merylwen turns back, shoots an arrow down with a rope attached to it, and we all scurry up the rope.
And we get onto the first floor straight away?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I love it. All right, great. Great plan. Everyone?
I wonder if there's a way to thin the numbers at all.
Are you back on murder again?
No!
5 minutes that lasted.
I can't wait to get redemption. Let's kill everyone.
I wonder if we could maybe persuade some people to quit.
Merylwen, is this plan cool?
Do you have any pamphlets?
I could bore them to death.
Yeah.
What a plan.
Yeah.
I know it's all Crims night. All the Crims are having a night. That's how it goes. I think they're all into it.
Was it all Crims or all Grims?
No. Crims.
Crims.
Crims is in criminals.
Oh. The Crims are having a Crim night.
Oh,
doing
okay.
Doing crimes. All right. The Crims.
It's like the Purge.
No, it's
With
not
you.
A Purge episode.
It's not like the Purge.
It's nothing like the Purge.
No, you mean ye oldie. So we're purging. Oh,
hang on. During a Purge, all crime is legal. During All Crims Night, one crime is legal.
So it's not the same at all.
No!
I told you it's not the same.
Right, it's two crimes, robbing and murder.
Only if you do any murders.
Anyway, look,
you don't have to do murders. Again, Meryl went, jeez.
This gets us into the castle with no blood. Also, everyone else is going to be going for the gates.
Yep.
Yeah, I think if we can bypass everyone and get up onto the first floor straight away, that'll give us a head start and an advantage.
Yeah.
And then we'll be in the best position. If people are coming up, they'll be coming up the stairs, you know. Hmm. If we have to fight anyone, we'll
can
be
Can you use
the
your spyglass, maybe investigate the first floor
measures? Let me scan this first floor here, see what we got going on, anything looks particularly...
Many heights.
Yes.
Particularly good position to...
All right, that will be another investigation check, please.
Okay.
And we will call this a 15.
Okay, that is 9 plus 4.
Oh, no!
Damn.
Is there a first floor?
Corazon, you feeling okay?
I think this is my bad eye. Let me switch my...
There we go. Just feel a bit woozy when you use the spyglass. Like,
yeah. Oh, that was... Oh, God, yeah, that was my bad eye. Sorry, I didn't see anything.
I remember seeing people milling around. It looks like there are guards. I don't know if you've heard the folk ballad of Dishonored.
Yeah.
But it looks like there are some people patrolling. You have absolutely no idea how many, how well armed, or indeed what routes they are taking.
Right. Okay, guys, there are guards up there, but to be honest, I'm pretty drunk. So I can't tell you how many of them there are, or what even is going on, or what day it is. So apologies.
Shall we just go for it?
Well, yeah. All right.
Yeah, all right. Yes. Let's just go for it.
Decisive action. Throw that cat.
You throw that cat.
So, Merylwen,
how long have I been waiting for you to say that?
You look up, and suddenly, in all their sort of scheming, you realise your faithful companions have sort of just arranged themselves in a ring around you, and you're sort of just—they're just staring at you expectantly.
Hi. Fine. You love it. Right. Give me. Do the cat.
Be the cat. Be the cat. Be a cat! Be a cat!
Be a cat!
Yay!
Dob, how's your throwing arm?
It's great.
Like a quarterback.
It's real good.
Yeah.
It's real good.
A quarter bard.
Real bullet pass.
Quarter bard.
So, I feel like we should probably wait for the whistle.
Fine.
Or should we? What do you guys think about it?
We don't get disqualified.
Let's play by the rules. We don't get disqualified.
Can I just ask you a question? So the plan is to throw Merylwen up onto the first floor.
Yes.
She's going to drop down a rope.
Yeah. Well, yeah, then she's going to turn back, fire an arrow down.
Oh, okay. With some rope. Which
with
you
rope
have
attached.
Attached to your pack.
Yes.
You're not tying a rope to a cat.
No.
No.
That would be
weird
to get a real swing on that.
And then
No,
we're not tying a rope to the cat.
I just wanted to be sure.
Because then you wouldn't be able to turn back because the rope would be constricting you. It wouldn't make sense.
Yeah. Whereas the plan as it stands...
Perfect sense.
Perfect.
I pick up Merylwen in my large half-orcish hands, and I look at Merylwen as if to say, don't even worry about it. And Merylwen seems calmed. That's my intuition. And then I sort of line up my shot, and I wait patiently for the whistle.
Very good. Just before the whistle goes, the brigand that spoke to you earlier comes by and is like, I just want to say good luck and I hope I don't have to kill any of you. In fact, if you come across me, turn and leg it and we'll call it quits, all right?
Yeah,
what sounds are you doing
good.
With that cat?
I'm reassuring it.
Fair enough. Don't worry. Well, bye. And as he rejoins his companions, they've done this so many times, it's almost like they know. The whistle goes, and there is just a surge of different teams of thieves sort of just tearing over the external wall and running toward the actual house itself, which is a far enough remove that when you lob this cat, it's going to be a 20. I mean, worst case scenario, cat lands on its feet on the other side of the wall. You still helped Merylwen, and you could throw the cat again. But anyway, we shall call this one.
Something occurs to Dob, just obviously because Merylwen's so light. I mean, just as Dob's sizing it up, I kind of feel like this is just something that's going to be more about dexterity than strength, because Merylwen's so light. That's just
the range
something.
Isn't the problem, it's the aim, isn't it? Really?
The aim. That's just something that races through Dob's mind and then it's gone.
Okay, all right. I'll buy that. Do you have animal handling?
I do not. Oh. I do have acrobatics.
Are you proficient with cat?
Sad, not yet.
Okay.
But this could be it.
All right, well, we'll call it a dex check. You've got to meet a 20.
Oh, man, okay.
Good luck.
Okay, Merwin, I feel like you should probably get eyes on this.
Do you have inspiration from previously?
Yes.
I think I do.
Almost certainly.
I'm going to use inspiration already.
So wait. You remember with inspiration you roll 2d20s and take the best result?
Oh, yeah, okay.
So roll both those together.
All right.
And then take the higher result.
Come on, Dob.
All right, Merwin, try to go limp. 3.
Three?
And 9.
No! Oh. Do you spike Merwin directly into the ground? Like you're scoring
plus
a touchdown.
Plus 5 is 14.
14.
Oh. You land in a flower bed. It's been recently composted.
Nice and soft. Bit smelly.
Bit smelly. So the rest of you need to get over this wall.
Right. Well, anyone got any wall climbing spells?
I've got a plan.
Oh, wall climb? No, yeah. Okay, Egbert,
what go. I'm going to do, and you can see what I've got in my hand.
Oh, my God. Boy. I retreat to minimum safe distance.
What I'm going to do is light this bomb and place my shield over it and launch myself over the wall.
Will you just blow up the wall, then we can all get in.
Yeah.
He's
a
ruddy genius.
That's where I thought he was going with that.
Yeah. Oh, man, amazing team playing here from Egbert.
Okie dokie, then.
I'm pretty sure I've got a rope, but if I don't, can I just take a... Can I borrow a rope before I do this?
No.
Just in case.
You can't borrow a rope. I need my rope to get over the wall, because you're not blowing up the wall.
No, we can give Egbert one rope, because, like, I'm sort of fairly acrobatic, so my backup plan is I'll scamper up and I can rope you guys down.
Look, why don't I just throw a rope over, we all climb over, and then Egbert can blow himself over the wall with a bomb. How about that?
Fine, if you want to do it that way. As long as I get to blow myself over the wall.
Okay, fine. I throw a rope over the wall, and then... climb it, I guess.
All right. But it's got nothing on the end of it. How's it going to... What's it attaching to?
All right,
to?
I attached something heavy.
You all rolled characters in the game Dungeons & Dragons. I'm pretty sure you all have 50 foot of hempen rope and a grappling hook.
All right, good. I throw my grappling hook onto the wall and climb over the wall, and I assume you all want to do that except Egbert.
Okay.
Yes. Do I roll for this?
I tell you what, I feel like Corathon could use a win. To get the rope lodged in, we're going to call this a difficulty check of 5.
All right. Dex check.
Yep.
All right, so I've got a plus 4 in dexterity. I need to roll a 1.
Yep.
Come on, 1. It's a
7.
Yay!
Yeah. God, I'm rolling badly.
There's the rope. I tell you what, I think everyone can safely climb the rope and get over. If that is indeed the way you wish to go about it. Does anyone here not want to climb the rope?
Not me.
Okay, let's say you can set up the bomb and the shield for free.
Corazon,
you're an expert.
Be ready with, I know there's an ability you have. Maybe just be primed.
Yeah, I'm primed. I'm also at minimum safe distance, where I'm not going to be hit by rubble.
So we're right now looking down at
Egbert.
Right.
I'm setting up the shield very carefully.
Cool.
It's taking me.
Like, we're over the other side of the
minutes.
Wall, and I've retreated towards the house, away from the point where I'm going to be hit by shrapnel or pieces of Egbert.
Okay.
I shout up, "Watch this!"
You're behind a wall. We can't watch this.
Okay. Just before Egbert does this, can I sort of cast my eyes around? Is there anyone like in the immediate vicinity who would? We've been shouting, so no one can hear us, presumably.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in that case, I'm just going to, like, quickly, loudly hum something inspiring to Egbert.
Okay.
Because I just want him to feel a sense of bardic inspiration, if you will.
Very good.
You can do it, Egbert. You're going to do great. Don't even worry about it. You got this, buddy.
Thanks. Yeah. I feel a swell of confidence about my ridiculous plan.
So that's a d6 that you can roll and add on to your roll, which is good. Because you stand on the shield, you're feeling pumped, you're feeling primed, and then a bomb goes off under your feet.
Nice.
So I'm just going to ask you to make a saving throw.
Oh.
So how do I do that?
So let me just work out, it's not charisma. No.
I mean, it's clearly not intelligence, is it?
I mean, it's going to be probably strength athletics to try and stay. So it's basically...
I really hope the other brigands are looking at this and being like,
What?
We really should have let Egbert do this first, because he's just unconscious on the other side.
Yeah. So basically, we'll call it a 15 that you need to beat. So I need you to roll a 20 and add on your strength modifier.
Okay.
You can also roll that extra d6 and add that to your roll with your bardic inspiration if you fancy it.
Okay. That's a 10. And then this is the d6.
Yeah.
3. 13.
Plus your strength modifier?
Plus 4.
Hey!
17.
Yep. So, Egbert, what does it look like as you sail over the wall on a shield?
Glorious. I can see for miles. And I'm basically surfing the shield to safety. And it has a little glide to it, really, which sort of defies the power of physics, but like I'm styling it out.
I'm into it.
Cool.
All right. So Egbert's over the wall.
And I land, and just a little bit of a slide, bit of grinding metal, as I slide to a stop just in front of these guys.
Egbert
and then
is
the
so
deal
extra.
With its sunglasses come down.
Okay,
nice.
Great.
All right, so you're now standing there. Four brave humanoid adventurers and a cat that smells like poo.
can you clean her?
Oh, yeah. Merowyn, let's clean you up with prestidigitation. Ta-da!
Perfect. Do you want to get closer to the house and try the throw again?
Yeah. As you look up, you realize that the area around you is completely devoid of thieves. The front door has been knocked in.
Right.
And there's a lot of crashing and smashing noises coming from upstairs. As you're standing there, sort of just like contemplating the scene, someone gets thrown through a window
nice.
And lands corpse-like at your feet.
Nice.
Because they're dead.
Guys, can I just say that this whole thing is awesome. I'm having a great time.
This is rad.
Yeah, this is rad as hell. Let's go inside. Should we just go in the front door?
Well, I mean, we're behind. I feel like that door's been broken.
Yeah.
I think we need to take, like, just the quickest route here. I'm
right.
worrying that we're falling behind.
Okay, so do you want to just throw Merowyn through the door and then...
like, bowl her?
Yeah. I think at this point, maybe the thing to do is to just charge boldly but cautiously towards the front door.
Charge boldly but cautiously towards the front door. All right, let's go for it.
Sounds good to me.
Meow.
I'm on a high. Confidence-wise, after my excellent stunt.
Let me just do a check through the door. Make sure there's nothing I'm missing. There's not like any swinging blades or massive groups of brigands with flaming
sure.
torches.
Can I also pop Merowyn in my pocket just because I think it would be cute? And also a tactical concealment.
Is it a purpose? So as you look through the door, you don't even need to roll for this. It looks like a lot of things are missing. It looks like everything the Duke owned and had in this room before is now missing.
Right.
Indeed, as you sort of stand there surveying, you see one team at least run out with bags full of junk, and they're like, yeah, that'll do. So already you feel like the numbers of thieves that are assaulting the Duke's home is thinning, because there's just some good stuff to be had early on, to be honest with you. As for traps and brigands, you don't think so, no.
No?
Doesn't look like it's booby-trapped. If it were, they surely would have been set off by now.
Okay. Guys, let's run in headlong without any heed for traps, I think.
Agreed.
Let's do it. All right. Good. We go. We enter the, I guess, the foyer.
Yes. Yes, you do.
House.
You can imagine it being lovely once, but it's not, because there's a dead thief. There's just a load of smashed up furniture. And there is there's a grand staircase going up to an upper level.
Right.
That's got quite a bit of mud trodden into it. You feel like a lot of people just carried on and surged up the way. There's a door to your left, which looks largely untouched. There's another one, which is ajar. Whichever way you care to go is up to you.
Yeah.
Ready for a story you haven't heard?
Realms of peril and glory.
From one-shots to campaigns, indie games to established titles.
We are playing Liminal.
Cyborg. Thirsty sword lesbians.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Agon.
13th Age.
Join Liz.
Laura.
Zach.
James.
Maddie.
Naomi.
And Pip.
Guys.
Yay!
That was a delight.
And a rotating cast of incredible guests.
Hello, I'm Grant Howitt.
Jasper William Cartwright.
Nathan Blades.
Shamini Bundell.
As we weave thrilling new stories with gorgeous sound design and beautiful original music.
I rolled a natural 20!
Yes!
So, what are you waiting for? Grab your dice and go explore the realms of peril and glory.
Go to realmspod.com today or search Realms of Peril and Glory wherever you listen to podcasts.
G'day, I'm Evan, and I'm just jumping in here to tell you about our show, Gamey Gamey Game, new to the Pickaxe Network. It's a comedy panel show about the latest in games.
Xbox Australia has partnered with Lynx Deodorant to transform the feeling of leveling up into a fragrance.
Oh, that is a weird way to tell people to shower.
Yeah.
Featuring some of Australia's funniest comedians.
Have you ever wanted to dive into the world of competitive farming?
Press O for Magic Parkour.
I hate this game. I asked Evan why he made me play this, and he replied with, sometimes bad things happen to good people.
We've gotten off topic.
No, we haven't.
Disagree.
Look up Gamey Gamey Game on your podcast app, or you can even watch the show on YouTube and Twitch.
This is maybe the worst episode of Gamey Gamey Game.
Really?
No, there's been worse.
In all of its history.
There's definitely been worse.
I go through the dead thief's pockets to see if he's got anything good.
The dead thief's pockets?
Yeah, I loot the body.
Cool.
Yeah.
We're wasting...
He might have money.
I point my paw towards the unused door.
Yeah, I'm looting, Merylwen. We'll get to it in a second.
One coin.
Yeah! Woo! Money for Corazon.
It's been clicked.
Oh, all right, well.
Sorry, Merylwen.
Guys, I got a coin. I'm already up. I'm ahead.
It looks like Meryl wants us to go that way, but I feel like the bedroom would be that way.
I think the bedroom would be upstairs, but maybe...
What's the thinking?
If this seems like the kind of house that might have secret passages and such. Maybe we should, investigate everything.
Service.
What do you think?
I tried.
Meryl seems like she's very keen on this, so should we... Which door was it you wanted to go through?
We can split up.
Follow the cat.
All right, we open the door that Meryl is pawing at.
Do you actually go through it, or do you just go through and then come back again?
I go through and come back again. I go around, look around, and then I go back in, and then they try to shut the door, and I'm like, no. No, I do want to go. No, I don't know. No, I do. Yeah.
So after about 10 minutes of this...
Right, sure.
Which way are you going? Are you leading them through?
Yeah, why not?
Staying as a cat?
Yeah, for the moment.
Okay, cool. So, the signs for this particular path, as you come through, are pretty good. There are a couple of oil paintings on the walls. Even further down, there's a table with like a pretty all right looking candlestick, to be honest. You reckon if you were a thief really down on your luck, you'd have that?
Yeah.
So you think...
I have that. I cut the oil paintings out of their frames and roll them up and stash them up my sleeve.
Okay.
I say to Corazon, really?
And I say, yes, really. I've got the paintings. Thank you very much.
Okay. Just in the background, make me a quick dex sleight of hand check, beat a 10. Okay, so as you start to proceed,
That's a 12.
All right, you don't slash the paintings. There is a door on your right, and then quite a long way further down the corridor, there is another door straight ahead there.
Huh.
Let's go right.
Yes.
It's more immediately here.
All right.
All right. Yeah, go with your gut. I like it.
Save time.
Instinct.
I like how rashly impulsive we're being. This is great. Yeah. Let's go.
Pick a door.
I kick the door hard.
Okay. Dob kicks the door. You kick the door hard. Dob kicks the door hard.
Right.
It swings open. You hear voices go, what was that noise?
Oh, God.
Oh, Dob.
And you instantly hear steps kind of like clumping their way over to the doorway to investigate. Just standing there.
Wait, it sounds like they're walking with a sort of martial, kind of military-esque precision.
Now let's go through the other door.
Yeah, we cheese it to the other door.
And loudly boot it in.
No. Quietly open it.
All right. Stealth cheese it to the other door.
Quietly open the other door.
Okay, you stealth cheese it to the other door. It is really dynamic. basically what happens then is you slip into a room that is clearly a library. It smells like leather-bound books.
Ooh.
And
good job we were quiet.
Sort of the weird spiced sort of like... What was that?
Good job we were quiet. Oh. It's a library.
Ah, no. You've already got inspiration.
I'm a big rules guy.
So you come in, it smells like old books. There are lots of sort of like brass... busts, sort of on pedestals. Again, there are a couple of paintings, and there's a mezzanine level up here.
Nice.
With sort of more stuff, some stuff in cabinets, sort of like silverware and all that kind of stuff.
Are we alone? Is there anyone in there?
No, you're not alone.
Okay. All right, sorry.
You
Carry
see
on.
A guard in a blue jacket holding a sword, sort of patrolling across quite slowly. There are, like in the sort of the bookcases in between them, You see another guard sort of, they've got their backs to you. There's what, like a couple of them sort of going up, clearly walking up and down the aisles. But basically, so what you've got,
yep.
You've got a room and you've got bookcase, 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 bookcase.
Uh-huh.
Four of them.
Uh-huh.
Up there, mezzanine level, not that wide. So visibility here will be poor, as you know, being now career criminals.
Uh-huh.
In the middle, a little bit more tricky. There, in this corner here, is a little spiral staircase going up
mm-hmm.
to the library. And then on that far side there, there is a door.
Okay.
So okay. This
is, well, how big is the room? In
it is, I am going to say, half as big as this space.
And so the mezzanine. And was there a guard up on the mezzanine level? Was that right?
There was one guard. Yes.
Okay.
So in terms of feet, we're talking.
Are you calculating a radius?
I'm done, baby.
I jump up to next to one of the busts and just start pushing it a little bit.
Guys, Merylwyn's busy being adorable.
It's about to go.
We're not allowed to kill any guards, remember, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Does anyone mind if I... Good job you said.
Yeah.
Does anyone mind if I try and shortcut up to the mezzanine and still take out the guard?
Well,
I mean,
you remember when you made everyone fall asleep that last time?
Yeah.
What's the range on that? Can you reach people in that?
This is so meta.
It's not meta. I saw him do it once, and I'm asking if he can do it to these guards.
It's 90 foot.
Well, I want to do it to that one guard. I don't want to try
like
and get all the way to the spiral staircase.
Right?
Yes.
I'm thinking,
can't
I jump
sleep and knock everyone out.
Well, I want to be closer.
It's 90 feet. We can reach everyone.
Oh, it's not meta.
But it only lasts for a minute, so then
we
have to sprint 90 feet. I mean, I don't know. I feel like I want to jump up onto the mezzanine.
Backflip onto the mezzanine.
Doesn't have to be a backflip. Could be a front flip.
Okay.
I Tony Hawk 900 up onto the mezzanine. No, I just feel like if we get up there, then it's going to... I don't want to try and cast sleep from down here, because if it doesn't work, I feel like I've got no other options.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, right. I see.
I sold it. Awesome.
Okay.
Okay.
How about a distraction?
Oh, what if Merylwyn was a distracting cat?
She is adorable.
She is a distracting cat.
All right. Can you go and like rub yourself against the ankles of one of these guards,
yeah,
do that figure
I'm
eight thing,
go upstairs.
And
that sounds good. You do that, and I'll sleep.
Can I sneak around to a position behind one of the guards down on this level, just in case Dobbs' whole sleep thing doesn't work?
Okay.
I can maybe go for the old Metal Gear Solid.
Okay. Absolutely, yeah. So you're sneaking up behind one of the guards.
Can I rifle through like the library index card thing? I'm looking for like eldritch tomes.
Absolutely,
arcane.
You can.
Yeah, books.
Yeah.
I like books.
Yeah.
Okay.
On my way to, as I'm sneaking across, I want to just scan the room, see if anything is particularly valuable.
Okay, sure. Egbert, what are you doing?
I'm just thinking back to that time I surfed a shield over a wall.
We all are, right. Egbert.
Egbert.
Sorry.
What? There's another guard unaccounted for,
oh,
right? On the ground
yes.
floor.
Yeah, but I feel
I
like
assume
maybe...
we have a plan.
How stealthy
Good.
Are you
I'm excellent.
Feeling?
Let's crack on.
No!
Right. We'll start with you, Merylwyn. I need you to make me a charisma persuasion check.
Catrisma.
It's a 5.
Yeah.
17.
Yeah, perfect.
As you sort of look, you see the guard, he has a moment of hesitation, be like, is this a trap? Because it is, after all, a cat's stomach. But then he just can't help it, and he sort of just like stomps up in a very martial way, and then it's just like... and that's...
No!
Stop it.
Let's all play with Merylwyn.
So that's what he's doing.
Okay. So that was the guard. Is that one of the guards down below or up on
the... No, that's the guard
up on
the mezzanine level.
All right.
Let's make sure that you can actually sneak up on this guy. So we're going to call this a dexterity stealth check. Let's make it a 10.
Okay. That is an 11.
Okay. You've snuck up behind them. You're in position. Prudence is doing library
Riffling.
Stuff. Riffling. Well, just stands there going,
yeah.
Did
I notice anything particularly valuable as I was moving?
You are basically, you don't, unless you're using your spyglass because it's a fun prop, you never really look directly around for things. You just sort of let your peripheral vision guide you.
Right.
and you get a warm sort of metallic glow from upstairs. That's where the good stuff is.
Okay, upstairs.
Down here it's oil paintings, but you got a couple of those. And you know, you like to come back with a varied hoard. Or you can have them if you want. Anyway,
I have them.
Okay, you have them. We'll come back to this. You are now behind the guards. Dom.
Yeah.
You're going to try and backflip up.
Just a normal jump. Just a simple hop and a vault.
Wow.
It's a dex acrobatics check. I do want to make this a 15, though.
Do 15? A flip!
Yeah. Okay, here we go. So, it's a 6, but with dexterity plus 5 takes us to 11, and I've got a double proficiency in acrobatics, which takes us to
16,
12, 13. Is that just 13?
No.
Or takes us to...
I'm pretty sure it's either 15 or 16.
15 or 16. Oh, yeah, because you get two for the... Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah. Yeah, so that'll be 16, I think. 15 or 16. Sounds like a pass, right?
Yeah!
Sounds like a pass. Yeah.
All right. Be honest with me. Is it just a normal jump?
Look, if there's a little bit of flourish, maybe I do that thing where I...
An indie nose bone.
Can I suggest a stag leap?
Oh, a stag leap. Yes.
Legs off at the back.
Perfect. That's what it is.
Okay. It's beautiful.
You've heard of like first and second position in ballet. This is like position 500 because it's well hard. And then I cast sleep on the guard.
Perfect. Okay. So we need a lot of D8s for this. We need you to roll 5 of them.
Woo! Sleepy time. We've got a 3.
Add them all together. Oh.
We've got a 7.
Yeah.
That's
10. Good.
14.
Yes.
What's 14 plus 8?
20.
It's only
22.
22. Two. Thank you, Berowen. Okay, so that's 22 plus my spellcasting ability, which is plus 6. Is that right?
You don't get to add to your spellcasting ability, as far as I'm aware.
Fine.
On to this.
Didn't want to.
Okay, it only works on the dude next to you.
Oh.
Yeah. Ducal guards.
But I... Oh.
You do need to roll one more D8.
Thanks.
Okay, here we go. 4.
So, okay. 26.
Yep, that is fine. It still only works on the dude next to you. So he goes
to
sleep.
Oh, man. Okay. He Wait, was that the one that Corazon was sneaking up on?
No, I'm on the listening.
Cuddling
oh,
me.
Right, okay.
He's the one who's petting
Marowen. Oh, right, that's the one I was aiming for.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's just
I was only aiming for one
and what
dude.
I was saying to you was you should try to sleep
everyone.
I'm like a
sleep machine, guys. I'm not like one of those white noise things by your bedside. I'm just shouting, shouldn't I? Okay, right, anyway. So, yeah, he's asleep. Good.
I jump on top and start kneading his back and then curl up.
It's too much. It's just too much. Okay, fine, guys. So that guard is asleep. You hear a gentle thud from upstairs. Neither guard appears to notice.
Okay.
So, Corathon, you're in position. What are you going to do?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to rise up from behind one of the guards and then lean in for the old Metal Gear choke.
Yeah, thought that might happen.
Yeah.
Okie dokie then.
I just look wistfully into the air and think
again.
Are
you still thinking about the bomb?
Yeah. It's probably the greatest thing I've ever done.
Also, whilst things aren't what I would describe as combative, Merwin and I quickly tie up the sleeping guard upstairs.
Very good. Fine.
I'm holding him down by just sitting on him.
Aww.
I'm helping.
And now Merwin and I, while they're doing that downstairs, do the thing where we like pat paws, you know?
Okay, so it's a strength athletics roll. It is opposed against my strength athletics.
All right. While Dob and Merwin are being adorable upstairs, I'm looking for the spookiest book in the library. Something bound.
19.
Yeah?
You grapple then.
Yeah.
Yes.
He is, he has been grappled. Are you trying to choke him unconscious?
I'm trying to choke him unconscious.
Okay, we're going to say that it will take you 3 rounds to do that.
Wow, that's long.
Whoa.
I am going
really
to
working on that neck.
Yeah.
Not too hard.
Really working on that neck.
Was he roll again? 19?
Yeah.
Interesting, okay. Cool. All right, with that done, Prudence, you're still just having a rifle through the things?
Yeah, it's good
stuff.
You're looking
for it is like a Cthulhu-esque help things.
Yeah. Something like with that makes ghost sounds when you open it, like bound in human skin.
Oh, I know the type.
Yeah.
Investigation check. We'll call it a 10.
Okay.
Intelligence investigation.
Intelligence investigation. I don't have investigation.
Okie dokie.
What am I trying to beat?
Just a 10.
Okay. I got a 12, and then you said intelligence, so 2, 14.
Okay, great. Well, you smashed it.
Yes.
You now know the exact location of, you know that there is an honest-to-goodness grimoire upstairs.
Ooh.
But there's sort of just like a general interest. Like, it's like the Usborne Book of Old Ones. That's on just like, not this like aisle where there's a guard being like choked, but the aisle where like the other guard is patrolling up and down.
Oh.
So those two.
Okay.
But you want that book, though.
I want that book. It's probably illustrated.
He's asleep, don't worry.
Yes!
You have successfully knocked out that guard.
Okay, I tie him up and also go through his pockets.
Okay. He has only one thing in his pockets. It is a note, I'm afraid. And it says, if you are reading this, you have rendered one of my guards unconscious, or possibly dead, which case, shame on you.
Please present this coupon for one free drink
at the local tavern. How did you know? It is from the Duke himself. Duke Caballo says, thank you for helping me improve my security force. I hope they're not dead, or I will hunt down you and everyone you've ever known and loved.
Wow, good thing he's not dead.
And murder them horribly.
Yeah.
He's not dead, you've checked.
Cool.
Whew.
All right, so, he's tied up. That guy's sleeping tied up. We got one more? Guard in here?
One more guard in here.
Egbert,
protecting
what you got?
The book that Prudence wants.
Help me get this book that I want for some reason.
So whereabouts is the guard? Up on the mezzanine or down?
Down in the
bookcases. Bang, 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 bang.
By the shelves.
He's just kind of circling the last one.
Yeah.
You know,
spooky book section.
You know what would probably knock me unconscious if I was a guard and also be awesome?
What?
And involves four bookcases.
Oh!
Very nice.
I look at Dob, and he goes like that, and I'm like,
nice!
That guy.
Sorry, where am I? At this point?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
So, Dob up on the mezzanine is miming.
Yep. Oh, and also, like, because it's a good idea. Egbert, I've got a good idea. You've played dominoes. You know what to do.
And I'm like, this went so well last time.
So, for Egbert, for you, you walked into this room, you were like, that shield move was cool.
So sweet.
And then you suddenly just like, but? And you see Dob frantically being like,
not frantically, coolly.
Coolly.
Coolly. I sort of lean bodily into the furthest of the bookcases.
Uh-huh.
In order to basically roll them onto the guy. And hopefully just sort of knock him out.
I see this all unfolding and step out.
The best pleasure of role-playing is knowing what's happening, as Andy, when Corathon knows nothing. Just roll me a strength athletics check. You're going to do it. I just want to see with how much force.
Okay, with the d20.
Yep.
Just enough.
With a d20.
Think middling number thoughts. Oh, it's an 18. I trip a little bit.
Put
a little more weight into it than I was anticipating.
Yeah,
you hit the
bookcase and they start to tumble. Corathon, you hear sort of like an emerging series of crashes, just like bump, bump. And I need you to make me a dexterity acrobatics check or strength athletics. Which one's higher for you?
Dexterity.
Dexterity. Okay, we'll call it a dexterity acrobatics check, because you're a rogue. You're trying to do a cool roll.
Yeah.
You've got to beat an 18.
It's a 9 plus 4. That is 13.
Oh, Corazon. It's not your day.
I've already gone back to thinking about the bomb thing.
I'm going to assume in the Monster Manual they don't have bookcase, so I'm just going to roll. Okay, you take 2 points of damage.
Oh!
It's not that bad.
Ow.
A bookcase falls on you.
Okay.
What's it
Thanks,
like?
Egbert, I shout.
Quietly, though.
Okay, so the guard, you're looking over my shoulder.
Better not be dead, Egbert.
Looking at the dice now.
Then you've killed that guard.
Oh, no. Really?
Not
no, if
dead.
You've killed that guard.
Good.
Whew, just permanently maimed.
But is he unconscious?
Technically
I mean, they're
alive.
They're definitely under, like, three bookcases, so they're not going to be getting up anytime soon.
Sweet.
Yeah, cool. So you're all good.
Problem
good plan, Dob. I love that plan. That was all your plan.
Can I vault down and cast heal wounds on Corazon with an apologetic look?
Yeah, go
I think on. I think he should do that. Thank actually.
All right, I do the lay hands thing.
Thank you.
Lay on hands. All right.
An apology. Okay.
Yeah, he sulkily heals
sorry.
You.
Yeah, how's that atonement going?
So it's 2 points. Mark it down in your lay on hands pool of points. Okay, so you're back up.
Okay.
You're a little bit peeved.
I am a little bit peeved, yeah. A little bit.
And presumably you're moving onward. Prudence, are you going for the book?
Books.
Okie dokie.
I'm going up to the mezzanine where the valuable stuff seemed to be and seeing what looks the most expensive.
Okay, fine.
I seize the grimoire.
Okay.
Yeah, good. You can also, if you want, from the fallen bookcases, pick up the Usborne Book of Old Ones.
Yes.
It's easy to identify. It's the one that's snarling.
Yes. Baby's first grimoire.
You feel like... you don't want to look around in case like it is actually Cthulhu's like fatherly tentacles rather than his hands that are patting you on the back.
Aww.
But you feel a certain like deep sea like oh I'm being praised, hooray! Like
approval.
He's Cthulhu's pleased, isn't it? Like pleased and surprised, you know?
I'm,
like
I'm a, blowing a raspberry.
I never knew you cared aww. About.
Like when you call your dad midweek and he's not expecting it.
Yeah.
Just to say hi.
Just to say hi.
Yeah, that.
Just having a moment, you guys. So family reunion.
Meanwhile, I'm ransacking the shelves.
Fine. You have a library mezzanine's worth of silverware, one grimoire, which frankly makes you feel a little bit funny, mm-hmm. like you've got vertigo all the time while you're walking.
Okay, I clank over to Dob.
Yeah.
And we regroup on the mezzanine by the door.
Okie dokie, I'm assuming, is everyone going up to the mezzanine level?
Mm-hmm. Yep, let's
climb. Going up by conventional means, or have they got something in mind?
I'll think of something later.
Okay, staircase.
Okay, good. Stairs, finally. All right. So you're all up there.
Yeah.
You're all up to the next door in the mansion.
Okay.
Okay. I take a look at the door, see if there's it's tripwired or booby-trapped in any obvious way.
That is a very good thing to do. We will call this sort of wisdom insight. Why not? We'll call it a 10.
Okay. That's a 9 plus 2. That's 11.
So as you sort of go to the door, it's one of those ones with like a handle and there's a lock down here. You're like, not so fast. You see a little piece of wire hooked through the keyhole.
Ooh.
And you're like, So basically the rest of you just see Corathon go like, And it's like he's forgotten something. He just like casually just flicks a piece of wire. And you hear a twang from the room beyond, and you basically the wood of the door splits a little bit as an arrowhead goes outwards and stops.
Yeah.
Ah.
Booby trap door, guys. Oldest trick in the book. Don't worry about it.
Well, I wasn't, and I'll continue to not.
Merowyn rolls her cat eyes.
Are you still a cat? Sorry, I forgot.
Okay. It would be weird if she rolled her cat eyes now that she's not a cat.
Like dice.
Yeah.
Jim in. All righty, so you're going into the next room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You push open the door. It is a very large feasting hall.
Cool.
It's got like a hearth in the middle with sort of a chimney sort of descending down. There is a bubbling pot of stew over said fire, and there is like a very long table with eight... thieves, not the brigands you saw earlier, but eight thieves are just like, they're stuffing their faces. They're eating like out of big trenchers and tearing off like meat from the bone and cutting up apples and cheese with knives and just generally eating in a very fantasy way. clearly having a rest stop because they've got a lot of loot on them as well.
Nice.
And as you walk in, they sort of just look up and the room falls silent.
I hail them in thieves' cant. I say, all right, fellas, looks like you're having a good, got a bit of a good haul there, enjoying some food. We're just going to pass through, heading through into the next room. Maybe we'll see you later.
The man replies in the common tongue.
Oh.
You know thieves, Ken. don't truck on All Crims Night. You ain't going nowhere. This is our route. We stopped off here. We're having a bite to eat. We're carrying on. We're doing the looting.
Can I make a check of the geography of the room?
Yep.
So they're sat around this table. Whereabouts is the pot of stew?
What are you thinking? I think.
So, let's call it. It's very much like a central aisle thing. That's sure. Like where the fire pit is, and the pot of stew is hanging directly over that. The table is sort of off to the left.
I take the measure of the group. I see if they look particularly smart, particularly cunning, if they seem to have like any particular thief skills that would be known to me as a thief.
Okay. Yeah. You have a good look at them. Yeah, let's make this a wisdom perception check. It's a 15, because you're asking for some fairly specific knowledge right here.
It's an 11 plus 2, 13.
Wow.
They thieves, they bad men.
guys.
Yeah?
They thieves, they bad men.
No.
All right.
One of them from the back goes, what did you say? They're still just eyeing you coolly. You see one or two hands now resting on pommels and sort of like knife hilts.
Guys.
Yeah?
It's all Crims Night. I'm talking to the thieves at this point.
Oh.
It's all right. It's all Crims Night. You know how it goes.
Thief
we
talk.
Always end up killing each other. The Duke wants us to wipe each other out. Why have we got to go down this road?
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. We're criminals. We should all be working together. In fact, I can give you guys a bit of a tip. You head back to that library. There was a secret door in if you pulled one of the books that opened up, we were going to go in there, but it looked a bit too much for us. There's only five of us. But with your crew, I reckon you guys could take it. It was pretty heavily defended.
We're not very brave you.
Yeah, we're not as good thieves as you, basically.
Also, so, I don't know much about thieves, but I've heard there's a load of honor amongst them.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
right, guys?
Guys, we just want to press ahead and see if we can find any little trinkets to take with us. We don't want to come
souvenirs.
Away empty-handed from Crims Night. But honestly, if you guys go back down to the library, I reckon you could really get a major haul down there. Like, when you finish eating, don't worry about it. We'll just be on our way. But, you know, that's not... every year, we all kill each other, and it's a real downer. You know, we have the reunion, the thieves' reunion, at the end
of
the year.
The after party is
and every
dead.
Year, there's less of us because of this bloody Crims Night. Am I right?
Guys.
Seriously. Let's, you know, let's change it. Let's change it up.
Are
let's
you quite finished? It's not the same guy.
No, I could go on. But, no,
please don't. So, listen, it's like this. I know it's all Crims Night. I know we should be working together. But we ain't. You ain't in my crew. You're in your own crew. And you're on your own. And if you're not very brave, you don't want to go that way. Because if you want to go that way, you've got to go through us. And if you're not very brave, then you want to turn around and take your own sodden secret door out your silly library.
Oh,
what do you think nobody went left? Because books.
I would like to address...
Have you got anything? Because otherwise I'm going to wreck this guy.
Well, now I'm not sure I should get it.
No. Okay. Go on.
All right, I address the head thief and I say, look, buddy, come on. We're all about to brawl here. But hey, how about just between gangs of thieves before we turn this room into a real meat grinder? How about you and I just share a delicious cup of stew?
Where's he going with this stew thing?
Just one tasty sip.
He's just
going
to make it taste bad.
He's with really his into the stew thing.
Just one tasty sip. Come on, you love it.
He's being so weird about stew.
A charisma persuasion.
Let's
check.
See where Happy this goes.
To. Happy to.
I'm going to call this a 15.
15
because
easy.
He's got no idea what you're planning, and frankly, neither do I.
Ready for a story you haven't heard?
Realms of Peril and Glory.
From one-shots to campaigns, indie games to established titles.
We are playing Liminal.
Cyborg. Thirsty Sword Lesbians.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Agon.
13th Age.
Join Liz.
Laura.
Zach.
James.
Maddie.
Naomi.
And Pip.
Guys.
Yay!
That was a delight.
And a rotating cast of incredible guests.
Hello, I'm Grant Howitt.
Jasper William Cartwright.
Nathan Blades.
Charmony Bundell.
As we weave thrilling new stories with gorgeous sound design and beautiful original music.
I rolled a natural 20!
Yes!
So, what are you waiting for? Grab your dice and go explore the realms of peril and glory.
Go to realmspod.com today or search Realms of Peril and Glory wherever you listen to podcasts.